पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेव अवशिष्यते. द मीनिङ्ग् आफ् दिस् वन् द कम्प्लीट् प्रिन्सिपल् इस् देर् औट्सैड् अद अद मीन्स् औट्सैड् एण्ड् इद इन्सैड् इन्सैड् आल्सो दट् कम्प्लीट् प्रिन्सिपल् इस् देर् एण्ड् इफ् यु ट्रै टु add this complete to that complete, still complete remains. Complete doesn't get bigger. If you try to subtract that from this or this from that, still complete remains. Nothing happens to the complete. And our practice is from moving from incompleteness to the completeness, is the purpose of sadhana, purpose of yoga. Last week in the class, I touched upon the one of the requirements for a practitioner is Shraddha, belief in whatever we are doing. Belief plays a very important role. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam matpara samyatendriyaha jnanam labdva param shanti na achirenadi gacchati. With the faith, the belief alone, we progress. With that, we get knowledge. Through knowledge, we get unshakable peace. And another dimension Sri Krishna talks about in Bhagavad Gita, apart from Shraddha, belief, intense energy is required. And intensity of our energy plays a very dominant role in our practice. Ananya Cheta Satatam योमां स्मरति नित्यशः तस्याहं सुलभपार्थ नित्ययुक्तस्य योगिनः. अनन्या चेत, अनन्या मीन्स् नथिङ्ग् एल्स्, सिङ्गल् पॉइंटेड् कॉन्सेंट्रेशन्. ऐ वांट् दैट वन्, वन् हू हेज़् दैट मच् आफ् इंटेन्स् एनर्जी वित् इंटेन्सिटी हू ओवर प्रैक्टिसेस. अनन्या चेत, चेत मीन्स् चित्, अवर् इंटेलेक्ट, single pointed concentration. Ananya cheta satatam, without any break. Yomam smarati nityashah, one who always contemplate on the highest, wanting to achieve that one. For that person, tasyaham sulabha partha, it is easy for that person. Nitya yuktasya yoginah, for that person who is integrated within single pointed concentration, for that person, Sri Krishna says, for that person, I am easy to be gotten. That complete principle, it is easy to be gotten. And Nitya Yuktasya Yoginaha. Here, the in this underlining word is Yukta Yoga. Yoga and Yukta are synonyms. Yukta means huge. It's a link, one who is connected. Yoga also means linked, connected. And underlining word is always connected within. It's a secret of success in whatever pursuit we make. And Yukta, Sri Krishna defines elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, Yukta Ahara Viharasya, Yukta Cheshtasya Karmasu, Yukta Swapna Avabhodasya, Yogo Bhavati Dukkaha. Yukta, one who knows with what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat, that person, that it's a very important thing. Food plays a very dominant role. We think food is the only means of sustenance, and scripture says the fasting also plays a very important role. We have to fast. Occasionally we have to fast. Scripture says every fortnight fast for a day. That body becomes disease-free. You start getting the intense energy from within. Yukta Ahara Viharasya. Our friend circle, those who we associate with, plays an important role. If our friend circle is very negative and conveys the very negative messages, mind becomes dull. Like recent election in America, they say Russia meddled up with American politics. by it's targeted marketing on the social media. People change their opinion. Same can happen if people are always passing on messages. We may get confused. Be aware of your friend circle. Associate with people who are positive. Yukta cheshtasya karmasu. Karmasu, and when you are doing whatever, if you think you are working, oh, I have to work, tomorrow is Monday, I have to work, best in you won't come out. Thomas Edison, the inventor of nearly 1200 patents, he had around nearly 1200 patents under him. End of the career, he said, for even one day I did not work, every day was a fun. And when you enjoy whatever you are doing, best in you comes. If I am working, if my HR department gives me a job description, point one, I have to do 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tasks in my daily routine. If I stick to those ones, life becomes very boring, job becomes very boring. It is no more interesting. And I am just going by the rules, best in me won't come out. You have to go beyond what is assigned to you. Go beyond. Explore within. Explore your potential. The best in you comes out. Yukta cheshtasya karmasya. Yukta swapna avabhodasya. Sleep, when to sleep, when to get up, plays a very important role. And when to dream. And you have to dream. You have to dream the secret of success. You have to be a great dreamer. You have to dream the future. You have to dream your future. You have to dream in 20 years where you have to be. The dream plays an important role, and you have to dream the right thing. And you have to not get involved with unnecessary things. And swapna, avabhodasya, nidra. You have to withdraw unnecessary things. You have to dream your future. Yukta swapna avabhodasya. For that person, yoga becomes easy. Yoga becomes an opener of the opportunities. The potential in that person opens up. And when you are doing yoga that with intensity, when you are working so intense, when you are so committed for the purpose, goal of your life, great ambition of your life, when you are working towards that one, you go beyond the physical limitation. Mind breaks, cuts under the limitations you have. The potential opens up. Potential in you opens up. You start discovering yourself. You start discovering your potential. So when I start discovering myself, when I start getting connected within, I need not have to put in extra effort to impress others. Extra effort to convince others. I need not have to make extra arguments with others to prove my point. You are satisfied within. You are satisfied that in yoga it says yoga is gentle. Yoga should become natural. It's gentle and natural. When you are starting connecting within, like in the fruit-bearing trees, when it is full of fruits, the branches come down. Branches comes down because of the weight of the fruit. When we start connecting within, when we start discovering ourselves, person becomes humble and grounded and soft-spoken, gentleness. When there is no rashness in the person, person becomes calm and serene. One is satisfied within. And one is satisfied within. And life is no more a work, it's a celebration. That celebration is much beyond than your a holiday in Bali or Caribbean or Fiji with a spa. You start, every day is a joy. Every day is a celebration with that intense energy. One is the belief in what I am learning I'm not learning because of the pressure from my peers or my parents or my husband or wife, that you are intensely, that you believe in what you are studying, what you are learning, and intense energy you have, you are working towards that ultimate goal of your life, then best in you comes out. And for that person, the yoga is a path to the infinite opportunity, that towards that Purna, that person starts moving towards that one. We'll continue further next week.